Don't let the old man in. I wanna live me some more. Can't leave it up to him. He's knocking on my door. And I knew all of my life that someday it would end. Get up and go outside. Don't let the old man in. Many moons I have lived. My body's withered and worn. Ask yourself, how would you be if you didn't know the day? Try to love on your wife and stay close to your friends. Toast each sundown with wine. Don't let the old man.
This Tuesday, February 6, 2024. Not sure why I said 22. Anyway, February 6, 2024 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, but the ride on Earth has ended for Toby Keith, obviously. And so we'll talk about that a little bit this morning, I think. Sort of dovetails, not to be opportunistic, but dovetails with the broader discussion of life in America right now. You know, it's an interesting moment in time. So I guess we say goodbye to Toby Keith. May he rest in peace. There is, you know, there was talk that his Christian faith was getting him by, getting him through his battle with cancer. You know, so we'll talk about that a little bit. I, you know, don't mean to be opportunistic, but I wonder about that. He said that his Christian faith was helping him get through the treatment and the potential dark outcome, New York Times reports. It's an interesting moment, you know. There was the situation with the Dixie Chicks in the early post-9/11 days. You know, and I think that they were right. I think the Dixie Chicks were right, and I think that the heat that they got basically drove them crazy. I mean, it was incredibly courageous to stand against this machine. Most people have no idea. Speaking of that, I think of Pat Tillman's family. this April will mark 20 years since Pat Tillman was, I would call it, assassinated. Because he was a conscientious objector who couldn't be controlled. So it's sort of an interesting moment, you know, and Toby Keith obviously is thought of as a patriotic singer, and, you know, it's interesting. From the AP story, a couple of articles, the New York Times headline, Toby Keith, larger-than-life country music star, dies at 62. He cultivated an in-your-face persona with his with hits like Who's Your Daddy and Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. He announced in 2022 that he had cancer, and man, he went downhill real quick. I mean, he did shows, you know, up until, what, a couple of months ago, and there are pictures of him, you know, I mean, I saw a picture of him in September of last year, and he just looks, you know, hollowed out. Anyway, from the AP article, Toby Keith, country singer, songwriter, dies at 62 after stomach cancer diagnosis. Diagnosis? I don't understand some of these headlines. Keith often wore his politics on his sleeve, especially after the terrorist attacks on U.S. soil in 2001. And early on, he said he said was a conservative Democrat, but later claimed he was an independent. He's played at events for President George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump, the latter giving him a National Medal of the Arts in 2021. His songs and his blunt opinions sometimes caused him controversy, which he seemed to court. His 2002 song, Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, The Angry American, parenthetically, included a threat. We'll put a boot in your, you know what, it's the American way, to anyone who dared to mess with America. That song got pulled from a patriotic ABC 4th of July special after producers deemed it too angry for the show. Singer-songwriter Steve Earle called Keith's song, quote, pandering to people's worst instincts at a time they are hurt and scared. And I guess that's why you should stay away from Copperhead Road. I don't know. Then there was the feud between Keith and the Chicks, formerly called the Dixie Chicks, who became a target of Keith's ire when singer Natalie Maines told a crowd that they were ashamed of then-President George W. Bush. This was, man, can you imagine? I mean, this was the early days of the post-9/11 days. And the whole country was united and galvanized. We got to go get them dirty. And some people were telling the truth early on and knew the deal. You know, for example, guys like Bill Cooper. They're going to do something. They're going to try to blame it on this guy. He said, I think it was June 28, 2001. Don't you believe it. And then 5 months later, he was gone. Murdered or, you know, assassinated, depending on how you want to look at it, in his own yard. So, Then there was the feud between Keith and the Chicks, formerly called the Dixie Chicks, who became a target of Keith's ire when singer Natalie Maines told the crowd that they were ashamed of then President George W. Bush. Maines had also previously called Keith's song ignorant. Keith, who had previously claimed that he supported any artist's freedom to voice their opinion about politics, used a doctored photo of Maines with an image of Saddam Hussein at his concerts, further ramping up angry fans. Maines responded by wearing a shirt with the letters F-U-T-K on stage at the 2003 ACM Awards, which many people believed was a vulgar message to Keith, do you think? Keith, who acknowledged that he holds on to grudges, walked out of the ACM Awards in 2003 early because he had gotten snubbed in earlier categories, causing him to miss out when he was announced as Entertainer of the Year. Vince Gill accepted on his behalf. I would say that's a classy guy. You know, I think Vince Gill's faith is one of those I would consider authentic. He's a guy who is very humble and not flashy, and his faith seems to, you know, gives the appearance of something more genuine and authentic in my humble estimation. Anyway, so Keith came back the next year and won the top prize for a second year in a row, along with Top Male Vocalist and Album of the Year for Shockin' Y'all. So, you know, interesting background. It's an interesting moment in time. We've had all this rah-rah patriotism stuff. We've just been running on the fumes of that for decades now. Trillions of dollars, lives lost already, and who knows what kind of collateral damage as a result, because of, you know, the psychological and so on. But, you know, then there was the other stuff that, I mean, I just can't get it out of my mind. You know, the guy makes his brand revolves around patriotism, obviously. And yet there was the story that just will never leave my mind. When I think Toby Keith, I think Saudi Arabia. Ironic that, you know, you're giving Natalie Maines a hard time and saying, you know, she and Saddam are buddies, when you literally went and gave a concert to Saudi dignitaries and women were not allowed at that concert. You know, why are you talking about this, Chris? Why won't you let Toby Keith rest in peace? Well, I think this is a teachable moment. And for all of his fame and fortune, it's interesting how things ended up. And, you know, he was not the larger than life, boisterous man at the end of his life, and he didn't take any of it with him. And there are these controversies. 15 of 19 alleged hijackers. The official story, which I am not, you know, I don't buy even a little bit, but even the official narrative says 15 of 19 alleged hijackers were Saudi. Bin Laden, Saudi. By the way, I think you can still find the FBI's most wanted poster for Bin Laden. He was never wanted for in connection with the events of September 11. Robert Mueller even said that early on and repeated it. The FBI most wanted poster said that he was wanted in connection with the 98 embassy bombings, not September 11, 2001. So, you know, it's just an interesting moment, I think. Guy who built a brand on this kind of stuff. What is the documentary? What is the title of the documentary that Josh Brolin narrated? The Pat Tillman documentary? Forget. The Tillman story, obviously. I don't know if you've watched it. And it's been almost 15 years since that. I think it was finished in 2009. So it's just heartbreaking, you know? After all this work, you know, and the site's gone apparently. They had the Tillman, they had TillmanStory.com. You know, I just think it's a moment of reflection, moment to look back and see where all of this has gotten us. We've had some exciting moments and things over the last, let's say, 25 years, last quarter century, the first quarter century into the new millennium, and where are we? Doesn't seem like things are better. I don't know. It just feels like that kind of a moment to me. A moment of reflection. Somber reflection. So, you know, speaking of what I was talking about, there were the two articles that I've mentioned in the past. There was the NPR article, "How Did Toby Keith Get to Do a Concert in Saudi Arabia?" May 22nd, 2017. And then the Fox News article later that year, November 14, 2017, titled "Toby Keith, I Do Draw the Line Somewhere." Really? You know, because there was some controversy and backlash. But this really was more about what's appropriate or inappropriate versus the obvious hypocrisy of the Saudi concert for male Saudi dignitaries. And women were not allowed to attend. I don't know. Call me crazy. I just think that's interesting. So you don't take any of it with you. And it's interesting how perspective changes when circumstances change. And I think all of this, you know, there's the obvious, like I said, the reflection over the last quarter century, but I think it goes well beyond that, obviously. And then looking the other direction, there are also eternal consequences. There's also that. So hopefully that's not inappropriate or disrespectful. I don't mean to be disrespectful. I genuinely don't. But you know what? Sometimes reflection is a good thing to those of us who remain. It can inform our discretion, so to speak. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar, is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar, has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. So, Amir Barlev's documentary, Tillman story. I think we should just play the trailer for it. Have you seen it? It's been 15 years, but can we play the trailer for it, please?
Pat Tillman loved the game of football. Yet he loved America even more.
Pat Tillman was the most famous enlisted man in the military.
He thought that going into Afghanistan was the right thing to do.
Times like this, you stop and think about just how good we have it, and the flag is a symbol of all that.
Pat Tillman, who gave up a multi-million-dollar contract in professional football, has been killed.
Tillman ordered his men up a hill to attack terrorists that had pinned down part of his platoon.
Tillman's voice was heard issuing commands to take the fight to the enemy forces.
Tillman's family will receive the Silver Star.
Pat sacrificed himself so his brothers could live.
I knew that things were going to come out that were going to make that ceremony invalid. They had told me, you need to keep your mouth shut about it.
I was told, your career is on the line.
You know, when somebody tells me something, in the Army, you salute and, you know, about face and go get it done.
What they said happened didn't happen, and so you have to set the record straight.
Danny committed herself to trying to figure out exactly what happened to her son.
People start asking questions, and then all of a sudden the Tillman story changes.
I just remember Pat yelling his name. I'm Pat Tillman. Why are you shooting at me?
Every piece of evidence that could ever be used is eliminated.
All the generals were lying.
I can't be sure. I can't tell you. It's a guess. I don't know.
I don't recall precisely how I learned that he was killed.
This goes pretty damn high.
To find out that the military were the very people to lie to us, it's outrageous.
If you've seen it, you know, at the end of the documentary that it just looks like a joke. You have all the generals there and Rumsfeld himself and, you know, you remember the hearings, the joke, it was a mockery. It's, you know, what do you do when Junior says that he, or I guess she these days, wants to enlist in the military? I have said for years, RL-33627, NATO and Afghanistan, a test of the Transatlantic Alliance. It's just a test. It's a field exercise to see if we can do this and then take this show on the road. But that's apparently, that falls on deaf ears, and who wants to read 30 something pages these days anyway? Who has time when you're going to possibly put your life on the line? Who has time to read 30 pages? My goodness. It's just unbelievable. And this is the reality. There's a disconnect somewhere when you pierce the veil. And, you know, it really wasn't pierced, but I mean, you can get an idea watching the Tillman Story documentary, for example, the complete disconnect between military brass and, you know, what you might broadly construe as what Fletcher Prouty called the 40 Committee, Joint Chiefs of Staff, that kind of stuff. And all of us plebes, the boots on the ground. There's a complete disconnect. Like, they're not even connected. And you see that in the Tillman Story documentary. And that's the real, I think that's the real sad and tragic reality of the fact that we don't know and we can't see that. And it's right there in plain sight for anyone to see if they'll just take time to look and be honest about it. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather. In a beautiful world, I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a
back.
Care if it hurts.
Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Tuesday, February 6, 2024. I don't know. I just feel reflective, I guess. Today, all of these things sort of swirling in my mind. I don't know about you, but I think we can look back now, quarter of a century on, and I think it should be a sobering moment that should grow us all up a little bit. We've been fed stories. You can look back, you know, if you've been an adult over the last 25 years, you can look back, I think, and with a fair amount of confidence, say, you know, the Bernaysian impulse has been in hyperdrive, feeding people stories about everything. We got a lot of gangs, a lot of cults. You know, not the least of which is the military, the gang or the cult of the military. Speaking of the Tillman story, it's interesting, you know, Abzaid seems to have basically said, you know, I got thrown under the bus and I was just, you know, the Nuremberg defense, I was just following orders. And so it's interesting, isn't it ironic, you know, that the military is supposed to be this sterling thing with a sterling reputation, and when you serve and even after, you're not supposed to embarrass your country. But when we listen to Sun Tzu and we realize that all war is based on deception and all warfare is based on deception, and we listen to Clausewitz and the concept of total war, by any means necessary, there's a disconnect in there somewhere. Where is the line? Where is the line where honor meets by any means, any and all means necessary? Where is that line? Anyway, things to think about. It's interesting how, you know, in the recruitment and the Bernaysian propaganda, you don't ever seem to get the other side. And the Bernaysian side is so pervasive that even if you try to, you know, you just can't get through to people. I mean, I've been asked to talk to Junior on more than one occasion, and I try to be respectful, but you know, I encourage people, hey, look into this, look into that. It never happens. Well, the recruiter says this. Sure, that's what they do. That's what they do. And you know, did you see the latest this movie or that movie, or you know, this guy's book or that guy's book? And I keep seeing all these generals and, you know, soft guys on CNN and Fox are on every channel. So, I mean, can it really be, I mean, you're saying that it's, you know, not a good thing, huh? It's for you to decide. What I am saying, though, is that you get a one-sided story. And it's so deep and so pervasive that even if you try to present an alternative to that Bernaysian narrative, it falls on deaf ears. It's like you have to go experience it for yourself. And then you're, oh, yeah, okay, this is interesting. We will train people to go kill other people without conscience and make sure that we dehumanize others in the process so that, you know, it's rationalized away, only to have people come back and have serious issues. And when they come back, you know what, maybe we'll tell them they shouldn't have guns and things and we can't trust them. Something is wrong here. Desperately wrong. This all doesn't add up. And I have never, that to my knowledge, been successful anytime I've said, you know, count the cost, investigate, give yourself a broader picture, broaden your horizon as you look at this, you know. It's just, it's incredible, you know. Yeah, but Junior's going to get all this money for college and all this. Okay, well, if Junior doesn't make it home, is it worth the money for college? Or if Junior's life is shattered and destroyed because of this experience, was it worth the money for college? If who comes back is not the same person that who went, or same as the person who went, was it worth it? And by the way, ask yourself, why are we in all of these places anyway? And ask yourself, $1 trillion military, $1 trillion a year military industrial complex, does it really have threats? Are there really threats? You're telling me Iran is really a threat? Or is there something else going on? Look into the new Silk Road route and all of the other interesting things, you know, greater Middle East, Eretz Israel, Yanan plan, things that have been going on for decades and decades and decades and centuries to remake that area. Listen to Wesley Clark talk about a foreign policy coup, turn the area upside down. And by the way, he is the supreme allied commander of doing these things, provoking a reaction, then getting out of the way. What's that going to do? It's going to create more chaos in the region. Who's the offending party? Well, we got to go get the... I mean, I've told the story a million times. How many people actually care? You can go on Wikipedia and see Operation Cyclone was the CIA's operation, CIA and Friends, that created the Mujahideen, which became Al-Qaeda, Taliban, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's the model. It's the archetype. Funding officially began with $695,000 in mid-1979, was increased dramatically to $20 to $30 million per year in 1980, and rose to $630 million per year in 1987. Described as the biggest bequest to any third world insurgency. So what about that? Robin Cook wrote his article that I talk about, and the struggle against terrorism cannot be won by military means, published the day after the London 7/7 bombings in 2005, and he was dead less than a month later. Success will only come from isolating the terrorists and denying them support, funds, and recruits, which means focusing more on our common ground with the Muslim world than on what divides us. Yeah, you can't be talking about that. You go up against the war machine, it will, you know, you will probably have a heart attack, and, you know, who knows. Anyway, haven't done the prayers, haven't done the announcement. We'll get back to that. That's important stuff. But first, the phones. Tom in Wisconsin, thanks for calling. Welcome. We have Tom.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Regarding Toby Keith, rest in peace. I think he had good intentions. I think that we don't know, but we can assume. I'm more concerned with, like, the Dixie Chicks from their perspective, and I'm not big into music, so I'm not trying to, you know something here that, what's happened to America is this love we have for abortion, even right now, and it doesn't, you know, parties doesn't make too much difference here, let's give the Biden administration for pushing that envelope. That and it goes beyond abortion, of course, because once you Once America took that step in 73, then there's a descent, and then there's a darkness that comes with that. And when the churches are weak, the problem gets perpetually more, you know, serious. And so then you're into, the homosexual agenda, the justification or whatever you want to call it, and the transgender. And, as a Catholic, a traditional Catholic, you can expose Pope Francis for his twisted disorientation. And but you have to look at some things that we want to take some what would you call it, a bright spot, or because Jesus Christ is divine. We're talking a divinity. He is God, and so what's unfolding here? What at this particular time? Well, just for a couple of little examples is you have Cardinal Zen in China who has addressed this Pope Francis naming two more bishops to the Patriotic Church, what they call the Patriotic Church, I believe, and through the communist, which is controlled by the communists. And I want to be careful here because there's things unfolding in China that are really interesting that Christianity should watch and pray, of course. And but with the Pope, approving these two bishops with the Chinese Party justifying it or controlling it, I guess, then people, just a red flag should go up. But let's go a little farther. Let's go a little different direction, and then you have what's unfolding in the Ukraine. When Russia went into Ukraine, and people have to understand the persecution that Russia went through for 100 years there, the persecution. And in 1991, when Russia collapsed, when communism collapsed, and people think that it's still communistic, but it's a long ways from that today. The Russian Orthodox Church come from the underground. They come out of the severe persecution that the Russian Orthodox Church, and of course it was in, some of it was infiltrated, just like Satan will do in all churches and all anybody who loves Jesus Christ.
I'm not well versed on that. Is the Russian Orthodox Church considered Eastern Orthodox?
The Russian Orthodox Church, Chris, this will be helpful. The East and the West in 1054, the East and the West split. I belong to the
right.
to the West.
I know about that. My point in asking is if it's Eastern Orthodox, then it's mystical, magical in nature. The Book of Enoch is important to canonize and all that kind of stuff. And it's part of a trend that I see happening where, and I was actually intending to get to this in today's broadcast, a guy named Fred Edwards, not Edwards in the traditional spelling, E-D and then words, W-O-R-D-S, wrote a piece back in 1989, republished in 2008, that you can find on the American Humanist Association. AmericanHumanist.org, title, What is Humanism? American Humanist Association. And I will probably read from this and one other document today to sort of paint a picture of what is happening. If you want to know,
yep. Okay, thank you.
More right after this break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Health Simple with Cholera Shilajit, fact bit number 3. Shilajit is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilajit is a singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yogavaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilajit, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rate. One of the best applications for Shilajit is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture or foodstuff. Simply put, Shilajit makes other substances more effective. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, such as Colorado Shilajit, is the king and the supreme yoga vaha. It is the tonic that indeed towers above any other earth mixed substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Welcome back. So final segment of the first hour to get to the point, to cut to the chase, because I can sort of flesh this out later in the second hour, maybe from the piece that Fred Edwards wrote, What is Humanism? It's very interesting. People should read it with kind of an objective view and see if this doesn't explain a lot, because it will. From that piece, he wrote, I was once asked by a reporter if this functional definition of religion didn't amount to taking away the substance and leaving only the superficial trappings. I'll get into his answer in the second hour, I think, but it's interesting. Basically, this is what the Hellenistic impulse does. It hollows out culture and imprints back cultural artifacts that are increasingly humanist in nature. And, you know, gently, I was trying to say in the beginning of the first hour, I think that's what Toby Keith's life represents. It is, you know, evidence of that kind of process and those cultural artifacts. And I feel like he was maybe reevaluating that in his last months and years, but who knows? Who am I to say? Anyway, there's a sword, an unbreakable sword that's being made out of people, and this constant hammering out and folding together and hammering and folding and hammering, folding. But in the process, there is this corruption that's being introduced, this corrupt substance. This is the alchemy that's at work. And I think that what they're experiencing over there, they're ahead of us a little bit in terms of that process, but I feel like that's the same thing that's happening here. And I don't think that if the Russian Orthodox Church is Eastern Orthodox, then I think Russian Orthodox is like Eastern Orthodox, an oxymoron. And I'll talk about that more in the second hour, I think. Do we lose Tom? Oh, okay. I didn't mean to, I didn't mean to dismiss you, Tom, if that's what you thought. Anyway, I appreciate your call and your thoughts. I don't think that we were entirely finished, but I'll talk about this more in the second hour. Yeah, what happened to America? Indeed, how can you, you know, abortion is a big one. Child sacrifice? I mean, really it is, because in a simple sense, it's, you know, on the altar of vanity. Oh, but what if the mother has, that never happens. Statistically, it's been proven over and over. It's never for health reasons. Almost never. That's just the excuse that's made to legitimize child sacrifice and murder, infanticide. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you